If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Riding the Rails with Jeffrey Bear premieres tonight at 7 o'clock on WTTW. Jeffrey Bear joins us to talk about the story of America's railroad capital, and the city of New Orleans was a big part of it, wasn't it, Jeff?
It sure was, and we actually feature Steve Goodman singing that song in the show in a an old PBS special that we found.
Nice. So as a kid, did you have a train set? I know you were certainly into trains.
Totally. Definitely had a big train set. First I got the Lionel, which I still have.
Oh, yeah.
From my Uncle David when I was like 9 or 8. And then I had a really big train set in the basement of our house when I was probably in junior high school. I grew up in Highland Park till I was 10 years old, and we were one house away from what's now the Metro UP North Line. Back then it was the Chicago and Northwestern, and my mom says I used to run to the window every time a train went by.
You know, and this is probably true for a lot of us, there are many railroad tracks around that aren't in use anymore, and we drive over them or walk by them, and we think about the history, and this special that you've got premiering tonight is all about the history of trains and the Chicago area, and it's a rich history, isn't it?
It really is. Chicago still is the railroad capital of America. It has been for like a century and a half. And, you know, in the show, we talk about the glory days of cross-country rail travel. You know, one of the things that's interesting is that you couldn't go from the West Coast to the East Coast or vice versa without getting off the train in Chicago. There was no through train all the way. And we had six huge railroad terminals in Chicago, only a historic one left is Union Station. And you know, we really were the center of everything.
And you get into the city's cable cars, trolleys, buses, and the history of the L system, too, don't you?
We do. And one of the things I think people are often surprised by is, what is a cable car? You know, if you ask a person what's a cable car, I'm not going to put you on the spot, Bob, but I've been asking a lot of people, and they say, oh, yeah, I know what a cable car is. It's got that pole on the top that attaches to that electrical cable overhead. That's not what a cable car is. We had the biggest cable car system in the world, bigger than San Francisco ever was. A cable car is, there's no motor in a cable car. In fact, they predate electricity. And what you had instead was a slot in between the rails in the street and constantly moving huge cable underground. And when you wanted the car to move, the driver would latch onto the cable, just like if you were on a rope tow at a ski lift, and it would pull the cable car along until you wanted to stop the car, and then you just let go of the cable and applied the brakes. That's what a cable car is. And we had the largest one in the country until electric trolleys, you know, eclipsed them.
You have to educate some people in San Francisco, too, about that, I think. Don't you?
Absolutely.
Looking at some of the highlights that you're going to get into in this show, again, tonight, 7 o'clock, WTTW, Riding the Rails with Jeffrey Bear. I'm fascinated by many things here, including the golden age of rail travel. I remember as a kid, we went Chicago to Los Angeles on the Santa Fe Super Chief. Even though I was a little kid, I still remember how excited I got when I looked out the window and started pointing and screaming, "Hey, Dad, Dad, there's a hobo who jumped on that other train." But that was the era where it was glamorous to take the train out west, wasn't it?
Absolutely. And we did that, too. When I was a kid, we took the Denver Zephyr which I also think, oh boy, the rail fans are going to really get on me if I get this wrong, but I think that was also a Santa Fe train from Chicago to Colorado. And by that point, it wasn't so glamorous. I do remember we got stuck in Omaha in a railroad yard for like 6 hours. And, you know, because Chicago is not only the railroad capital of America, it's also the biggest traffic jam in America because all the rail lines converge here. And, you know, that's when you can hear your traffic reporter talk about how, you know, Metra is delayed today or Amtrak because of the dreaded freight train interference. The freight lines own the rails, and the freight trains get right of way. And one of the things we talk about in the show is there's this 40-year-long, multi-billion-dollar project where they're building bridges and underpasses to try to untangle that traffic jam in Chicago so that, you know, trains can run more smoothly.
There was a time, though, where you could dine in high style. It was lavish to take the train, and the dining car was something special, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah. And we've got this great old archival film of, like, chefs making the meal. And I go on a train with the transportation historian from Northwestern University who brought these historic railroad dining car menus with her. And one of them from the 1800s has venison and turtle soup on it. So they were very exotic, very exotic.
Is that on the menu at the Desplaines Choo Choo restaurant?
That's where we start the show.
Perfect.
My dad, who's 105 years old, when I told him we were going to do this show, he said, you got to have the Choo Choo in there. And I was like, oh my gosh, that's where we're going to start the show, at the Choo Choo restaurant, which was, you know, nirvana for me when I was a kid, going to the Choo Choo restaurant.
Meals arrive by model train, if you don't know.
That's
Can't
right.
wait to watch it. Riding the Rails, Jeffrey Bear premieres tonight, 7 o'clock, WTTW, the story of America's railroad capital. It's going to be fun to watch it. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thanks for having me on.
Good talking to you, as always.